if you've made it this far, you are considered some of the best of the best. But you could go on further still. If you wanted to be the absolute best, you would then apply. You would apply to a rabbi, and you would go through what is called midrash. Now, midrash are rabbinical interpretations of the Old Testament scriptures. And so what midrash means is that since you've mastered memorizing the scriptures, you're no longer memorizing. Now you're applying to a rabbi, and you would follow him and learn all of his ways and his specific interpretations of scripture versus other rabbis' interpretations. You know, when the Gospels are telling us that someone did this miracle on the Sabbath and they consider that to be wrong, that's because there were two main rabbis who were fighting over interpretations. I mean, some rabbinical interpretations of working on the Sabbath where you couldn't take 15 steps that day or that was considered working. You have to basically stay in bed. You can't even walk. Then other people, if you carried your mat, like the man who was healed at the Pool of Bethesda and took up his mat, that was considered working because those were some midrash interpretations of the Old Testament. But you would apply to a rabbi and you would take on all of his ways and his interpretations of Scripture. And this was known as taking on the yoke of that rabbi. So thinking when Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light."